shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Back here we are with our one and only Nancy Hill, who is the executive director. And welcome to North State Now with Linda Blatt. How are you guys? I'm trying to decide if I want to call my show On the Spot with Linda Bott again, because that's how it started off years ago. And welcome to this March 7th. I hope you're all are doing well. We're live. And with me is the one and only Nancy Hill, who's the executive director of Axiom. And we're also going to be talking about the Arts Council and the Theater Coalition. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you, darling?
I'm so glad that when I say, please come, you know, I love to be able, at the last minute, we just sometimes don't even know when the first Thursday or the last Thursday, if there's five Thursdays, things fall on us.
Right.
And we've got so much going on. So, yep. You know, you are the executive director and part of the founding few, as you call them, of Axiom. And we came in with Carol King.
Yeah.
And that's an up-and-coming production that I've heard nothing but fabulous things about.
It's going to be awesome. We're excited. It's called Beautiful, the Carol King Musical. And it basically highlights her life from when she started writing with her husband, partner, Jerry Goff, in the early 60s. And she wrote Some Kind of Wonderful. And she wrote One Fine Day, and people don't know that she wrote a lot of Motown hits prior to Tapestry, which was her, you know, wonderful, incredible album. She's 130 million.
Is that how many?
Maybe it's 30 million copies of the record, you know.
Well, probably 130 million
now. Yeah, when it came out in the early 70s.
I thought it was 69, and the reason I say that is because I feel like I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I had the little yellow individual jukebox. I don't even know what to call it, turntable thing. And I listened to that album a lot, and I remember the picture of her in the window.
Yeah.
And
with the cat in the
window.
And
the cat, yeah. And her hair and the way,
yep.
And that song, the album spoke to me. I don't know why at that stage of my life, you know, it was just something I super enjoyed musically.
Well, I think she was the pinnacle of putting women on the map as songwriters. They weren't songwriters, and her mentor, Donnie Kershaw, gosh, my brain just went side. Anyway, he saw in her the ability to become absolutely the force to reckon with in the songwriting world. And then she became her own talent. You know, she was very shy, didn't want to sing in front of people, nervous about that. But then she turned a corner and said, okay, I want to sing and produce my own music. I'm kind of done writing for other people, and I want to do my own thing.
And so the album, the show is all about her career and her life.
Yeah, it is. It shows her the development of the relationship with her husband, Jerry. And then it shows their breakup, which was, difficult for her. It takes us through parts of Tapestry and, in Act Two, and you get to hear some incredible singing. This cast, I gotta tell you, They're a 20, 30-something group. The very young cast. And Lizzie Stockson is our Carole King.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, well, and she plays.
Yeah.
She is so strong.
Yeah. And
of course, she was the musical director for Encore.
Yes. And
I got a chance to work with her, and she is just such a talent.
She is. And so she, when Ken brought this project to me and said, who do you think could play it? And we both looked at each other and went, Lizzie.
Mm.
And we didn't secure the show until Lizzie was on board, because we knew she would be, I mean, she is Carole.
She's the anchor. Yeah.
She's Carole. Yeah.
Good.
So,
so happy. Okay, now tell us about the show. And of course, if you've not been to the Axiom Theater, to go see a show at the Axiom is just so comfortable and so wonderful. And it's cabaret seating. And then you can go into the bar and you can have a little popcorn and a cocktail and to go in. I love the feeling of going to theater, at Axiom.
It's just very comfortable. You know, we're an all-volunteer organization still. We pay our custodian. That's about it. But,
well, you got to pay for air conditioning
That nut is crazy.
Right.
But,
so when does the show open?
It opens this Friday. And,
really?
Yes.
Okay, so we start on March 8th. And then you go to?
I believe it's the 25th.
Nice run.
Yeah, nice run. It's 3 weeks long.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And let me look at my calendar.
If there's anything, and come back, we'll come back with the opening and the closing. If anything drives me crazy is when I work so hard or a cast works so hard. Well, we just did this Barbie theme at the Reading Rancheria Community
Fund.
That was
a cool thing, by the way.
It was so much fun. But it's a one night only. You can't go back and fix it. That's it. It's before you know, it's like a wedding. It's done. You don't get another. There's no replay.
I know.
So, and the thing with Encore, we practiced for a week. We executed it in one night. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't it just be great to be in something that where you actually have a run where you have the next day and you can tweak it, you can sit in it differently.
I think we found our niche and our place in the world. We do 3 to 4 week runs on shows.
Mm.
We've done 5 and 6, and it just feels like, you know, this is community theater. This is, you know, actors giving of their time and staff giving of their time and tech crew. And we feel like the energy is great for about 4 weeks. And then it's like, okay, I need to do something new because, you know, that's what they want to do. And so, we feel like it takes us about a week to kind of get the word out, even though we're, you know, on the airwaves and we're in social media, et cetera. But, you know, and we usually have really good, strong openings. Now people are realizing that we bring it the first night. I mean, we don't polish the first night. We bring it the first
night,
you know, so we can capture that energy. And it's just a wonderful way. And so it means we're opening a show every month. And in between that, we're doing comedy shows and tribute bands. And
are you bringing
rentals.
Outside?
Yeah,
entertainment.
Yeah.
Which is really good when you think about keeping the energy of Axiom fresh.
Yes.
You know, so you got your local talent coming in to do a great production.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, like you said, you know, maybe it's the tribute band to Queen or whoever it is.
Right. We had the Traveling Wilburys tribute last week, and it was just wonderful.
Well, let's take a break on that. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Carole.
Yeah.
The musical theater production happening at Axiom, opening tomorrow night, Friday, March 8th, going to the 25th, I believe, in this three-week run.
Actually, 24th.
24th, okay.
Yeah, Sunday.
I am here. This is Linda Bott with North State Now, where I always love to talk about, you know, theater and restaurants and talent.
The good stuff.
Yeah, and Executive Director Nancy Hill is with me. We'll be right back after these messages. And I want to do a shout-out to Dr. James Taggart. I can tell you that since I've been doing my vitamin infusions, Yeah, it really has helped me since, if you've had COVID or you've been sick or you've, whatever you've had in your life, Shasta Wellness, is a place that I go in, and they're hour long infusions, and I go in, at least once a month. And it's really, really helped me, especially again, like doing the Barbie thing. That was like really, really intense. So if you're doing a lot of, think work, physical work, and you need to be, like you feel like, I'm tired, lethargic, I would say, give a call to Shasta Wellness and, Dr. James Taggart. And that's who I go to, and I highly recommend him. We'll be right back after these messages.
And you know, wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, yeah, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes, I will.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Back here we are with our one and only Nancy Hill, who is the executive director of Axiom Theater, and upcoming production of, is it called
Beautiful. Carole King musical.
Okay. Yeah. I had some friends that actually went to, when it first came into San Francisco, they went to go see it and said, oh my God, it's so great. And so we're going to have our very own Lizzie Stockson and a local production of it, which we know that with, you know, all, you guys are so professional. So it launches tomorrow night and it goes to the 24th of March. So you probably want to go to the Axiom website, which is axiom.
AxRepTheater.com.
Yeah, axreptheater.com. Okay.
And it's theater with an R.
Yes, I agree.
Very proper.
Yes, absolutely. Kind of like Cascade does that, too.
Yeah.
And that's how I've always spelled it. Like, I, sometimes with my blue, when I spell blue, I B-L-E-U.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, so we are here talking about, with the first segment, we just discussed the production aspect and how we like these 3-week runs.
Yeah.
Because you can sit in it and get the, you know, all of the technicalities, the room, the rhythm, which is really great when you start to do a run.
Right. We have a production schedule of roughly 8 weeks, and that includes that last week of technical rehearsals and dress rehearsals, et cetera. And it seems to be just we're in a sweet spot with that now.
Love it.
Yeah. And then the plays have a production schedule of 6 weeks, although we're getting ready to do a show called Baskerville, The Hounds of Baskerville. It's a parody on Sherlock Holmes. It's very funny, farcical. And we have our first guest director, Emma Richardson, from Southern Oregon. She is actually a native of Redding. She just graduated from Southern Oregon with her degree in theater, with her specialty is farce and Shakespeare. So she just started her rehearsals on Monday.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's a 4-week production schedule, so it's going to be really interesting.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I'm trying to think the title of the show that I saw where the sets kept falling apart.
Oh, that's The Play That Goes Wrong.
God, that was funny.
It's so funny. And we're doing noises off, potentially. We're still in rights negotiations in the fall. And it's a very similar, you know, it's a revolving stage, actually. And I don't know if Ken's going to do that or not because he's directing the show. But it shows the backstage and then the front of the stage and then all the mayhem and chaos that go on in the backstage. So The Play That Goes Wrong was inspired by Noises Off. Noises Off was sort of the father of invention.
Okay.
So we're excited about that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Very
okay.
fun.
So then you have like some serious other, you know, performances or bands that come in. You've got a tribute. Didn't you say, what was the other tribute band? Oh, the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, they were there last Saturday and did a great job. We just closed Elephant Man and it was a beautiful production. Mm. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I think people probably think about that title and go, oh my gosh, it's going to be so depressing. But it was inspiring. The whole message of the play was to show people that inner beauty is more important than outer beauty. I mean, that was, you know, that's the message Ken and the cast put up for that show.
So what else do we have coming up after we do, after Carol?
Baskerville and then Avenue Q.
Okay, when you say Avenue Q.
Adult puppets. I mean, it's an adult
Adult.
Show. Rated R.
Okay,
It's like Sesame Street for adults.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes, although you can't, you know, use Sesame Street anywhere in the whatever.
Right.
It is hilarious.
And like real puppets?
Real puppets. We're renting them from a puppetry company in L.A. And they get here on the 24th of March. And we're excited. Or the 25th of March. And we start rehearsal on that next Monday. And I'm directing that show, too. So I'm double duty right now. But I'm living the dream. It's a lot of fun.
So, Nancy, there's a production coming up as well. I want to go into, like, Mike Costa, who played drums for me. Let me go to my messages because he texted me. And here's all these people that do. People can't say they're divas in show business because they have no idea what goes on behind the scene. And being a drummer and schlepping your drums, he played drums and the Barbie, in between being the musical director for a show, he took his drums over to Wind River, set them up. Not only that, the different rehearsals we did at Pat Karch's house. So there is a show that you actually started out.
Yeah, the Old West show at Anderson High School.
And this one is called The Treasure of Shiver River.
That is a funny one. Old melodrama.
West. Yeah. And so he's going to be doing percussion and all kinds of things. But I guess evidently, you know, you could purchase tickets at showtix4u.com, $30 pre-sale through, well, that's already done, $40 after March 1st. But that takes place Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And that is 7th, 8th, and 9th at 6 p.m. But that you get like a dinner, like it's a dinner
show.
Yeah,
it's a dinner show. We started that show, oh gosh, in the 90s. And it's been 25 years, I think, the show's been running. And
I went to one of these performances.
Yeah, tri-tip dinner.
Yeah, Western melodrama, four-course tri-tip dinner, saloon band, dancers, and soloists.
Yep, it's just fun. It's just hokey, cool, corny jokes.
At Anderson Church.
Yes.
It's going to be held at the Anderson Church
okay.
of Christ.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, when I went to your production of Cabaret, which he said he played percussion on. That was at Anderson High School, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
So this is being held at the Anderson Christ of Church, 3434.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to plug that because, you know, I know that you were involved, and I said, oh, my God, Nancy Hill, you know, she's – how many years were you with Anderson High?
35. Yeah, it was a good run. And then I retired. Well, I didn't really retire. I just moved to a different space in life and having a great time there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Arts Council's killing it right now, too.
So, yeah, when we take a break, when we come back, we are going to be talking about what's happening with the Reading. Is it called the Reading Arts Council?
No, it's called Shasta County.
Shasta County.
Yeah, because we represent the whole county.
Okay, Shasta County Arts Council.
Yes.
When we come back, let's hear about that. And, of course, you know, I know that you've always got the First Friday and artwork and so on and so forth. So we're going to talk more. You wear that hat as well.
Yes.
So coming back
good hat.
After these breaks, you're listening to North State Now here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott along with my guest, Nancy Hill. We'll be right back after these messages.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, Nancy, this, you know, we're playing throughout the night. Our music will be all things Carole King.
Yeah, so Carole wrote Some Kind of Wonderful.
Right, which we're hearing right now. That was like from, I don't know who, I don't know who the artist
like
is.
It like a cover, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was originally done by the Drifters.
Man.
And just, yeah, so she and her husband partner, Jerry Goff, had so much influence over 60s and 70s music. I mean, they wrote for everybody, plus, you know, Carole wrote her own music too. So just a huge... huge influence at the 1650 Broadway. That was a little space where Donnie Kushner set up shop and had all these young up-and-coming writers come in, and he trusted her. She was one of two females. Cynthia Wheel was another one. And Cynthia and Carole were good friends. And Barry Mann, you know, all four of them had this healthy competition and just worked really hard and
cranked it out.
Yeah, cranked them out, just song after song after song. And
so you're going to learn more when you see the production of Carole.
Yeah, you're going to see what she did.
Right, and we're going to be giving tickets away in the morning show. So,
oh, yay.
Yes, in the production, the grand opening for this production here at Axiom is Friday night. March 8th, going to the 24th with our very own Lizzie Stockson, who couldn't get a better person to play lead, and the life of Carole King.
Yeah.
And the musical is called Carole. Now, segueing, so again, the music coming in to and out of our breaks. But you are also, a couple things we're going to cover this morning, or cover today. It's arts. We'll cover it in the morning as well when we do some of that stuff. But the Arts Council, as well as the Theater Coalition. But let's first go to the Arts Council. And we talked about this. I'm sorry I didn't say it correctly, but it's the Shasta County Arts Council. And tell us about what that represents.
So when I stepped into the ED job, we were coming out of COVID. Not a lot going on in the community. Arts Council was pretty much shut down, still coming into out of COVID. And so we set forth some lofty goals, which was to create incubation and support for our area artists. So we increased our galleries. We open once a month with a new gallery on our first Fridays. We couple it with music or entertainment of some sort. So this month is Arts in Our School Month. So our first Friday was the high school juried art show. We had 100 people packed into the gallery, and we gave out little monetary awards and certificates, which the kids were just, oh, my God, it was so fun. They're just full of energy and, you know, life and vitality. And then upstairs, we had a group of young fiddlers, and they played us fiddle music, you know, from one of our schools in the area. And that was just precious.
These I love fiddle little, music.
I know. Mm. These two little boys were just entertaining as heck. I mean, they would play their songs, and then they would talk on the mic, and oh, my gosh, it just made me double over in laughter. They were so cute. You could do a TV show with those two boys. So those are some of the things we've done. We've created databases with our artists so people can get in touch if they need somebody for a wedding, or they're looking for a specific actor or whatever. And we've created coalitions. We started with the Theater Coalition in February of 22. It's been going strong. We meet once a month. We have 9 organizations that participate in that, theaters and theater-connected organizations alike. And it's been a wonderful way to bridge the gap and to decrease the – how do I say this? We don't compete. We work together because, you know, theater begets theater. And one theater helps, you know, increase the chances that another one would succeed. And getting our community into the theater is really important. You know, live theater, live art is amazing.
So what can we see when we go over to the arts, which is over there in Old City Hall?
Well, it's the second oldest building in Reading. You know, second to the IOF, but okay. It is on the National Registry, so it is registered as a historic site. There's actually a little plate on the ground as you walk in, or on the cement as you walk in. And right now, currently, we have the high school juried art show. In a week and a half, we switch over to do the junior high or middle school juried art show to complete our month of arts in our school. We will have some music upstairs as well, which is exciting for that. And I'm sure we'll have another 100 people packed in to give awards out, et cetera.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yeah.
When you say juried,
it means we have a judge that comes in and picks best in show, outstanding art.
Outside the area?
Usually it's a professional artist in our community.
So they come in. And so this isn't like these kids.
It's not crayon art. It's
no. So they submit
beautiful
art pieces.
Mm-hmm. Their art teachers from the area schools gather artwork and then they submit it. And not everybody is accepted into the gallery or the show. I think we had over 200 entries this year for just the high school.
Wow.
And so our curator, Agata Marzuski, goes through with the judge and places all the art up for analysis, and they have 2D art, which is artwork that can hang on the wall, like a picture of some sort, and then they have 3D art, which could be anything. I mean, they had this incredible art sculptures out of cardboard or clay or just anything they can figure out, any medium they want. And so it's just, Linda, you cannot believe the expertise of these kids. I mean, it's stuff that I, in my life, could never do.
Now, do
beautiful.
They sell their art?
Some of them do.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've had, and it's probably people that know them, but there's art that has sold that, you know, people just fall in love with. And
so let's say you had the fiddle players and you had the jury with the last showing,
mm-hmm.
and that will remain up. Like, say, will it say sold?
Yeah, we put a sold sign. We don't let it go until...
And so they stay on the wall until the next round.
And that's what we do with all of our art galleries. Most of our art is for sale. There's a few not, but last month I think one of our art pieces sold for $600. So we were excited. That's a big sale for our artists. And they retain about 90% of the proceeds, so it helps our artists continue to do their work. And then we get a little for, you know, the setup and the teardown and all of that, you know.
For the wear and tear for the building and pay for toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just really a cool opportunity for our visual artists in the community. And then I wanted to mention to you, because I think you know some of these cats, we have a vintage jazz band doing a St. Patrick's Day concert, and it's Dave Short and his group.
Oh, yes.
Jesse Ajamian's on the drums and,
yes.
Yeah, and such. And, so that's coming in. We're working on getting jazz back up and running.
Dave used to do that, and
yeah.
It was nice. You could go up there and have a glass of wine and do his, and it's a nice room for
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's a nice concert room.
I did a concert there, when I first moved, I think that was before, it was either before the Cascade, it was the first time I had done something where I had like a five piece group behind me.
Right.
And we did it up on a riser and there
yeah.
were, they had like, a, you know, 100 seats
yeah.
kind of laid out.
Yeah, we can get about 130 in there
yeah.
comfortably.
Yeah. So it's a nice room for this intimate feeling.
Mm-hmm. We rent that place or book that place now every weekend. It's busy. It's the Arts Council. We have a dance company in there right now, along with Kathy Babcock's ballroom. And so they are there 4 days a week teaching. We have the studio and the downstairs classroom is just active all the time.
So we're that's just, where we would go if you want to learn to line dance in country.
Yeah.
Out of there?
I don't know if Kathy does line dance or country.
Okay.
But
she's doing ballroom.
Yeah,
okay.
She does a lot of, but she does swing and all kinds yeah. of, you know, salsa, et cetera.
Right.
So, but it's just great. We just installed brand new LED lighting and a new addition to some sound. So it's very professional in there now.
My
you can
goodness.
Get all kinds of beautiful lighting looks. So,
my yeah. goodness.
So
okay.
if you're interested,
yeah.
it's great for weddings or intimate weddings and the Pocket Park outside. They're using it for receptions. And
the Pocket Park, by the way, when you drive down and you see that beautiful metal sculpture that looks like a dancer that's mm-hmm. about 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet tall. Right in that little area there, they're calling that the Pocket Park. And it's what, maybe 10 feet wide?
Oh, no. It's probably 25 by 40.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the width and about the width of half of the building and then the length of the building backs up to the fire department's big tall tower.
All right, let's
and
take a break.
And it's the smallest park in Reading.
I know, so cute. It's called Pocket Park.
Pocket Park.
I'll meet you at the Pocket Park. What? Okay.
What?
So let's take a break on that when we come back. Final thoughts, more about Carole King, Carole the Musical, and about the Theater Coalition.
Yeah.
What is that? Let's talk about that with our very own Executive Director of Axiom Theater, Nancy Hill. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back on North State Now.
When you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Listening to all of the music tonight. We hope you are here on North State Now. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com on this Thursday night. Linda Bott at the helm here. Thank you, Christina, for always being present and wonderful, our very own Christina. And my guest tonight is our one and only Nancy Hill, who's the executive director of Axiom Theater. Thank you for always coming.
You're welcome. And Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. And you've got so many hats to wear. We were talking about earlier in the program about the new production that's opening called Carol, the musical starring Lizzie Stockton. And all the music that has been played tonight have been Carole King songs.
Yes, that last one was the first one she's written. It Might As Well Rain Until September, when she was 16 years old.
My goodness.
She was brave and went to 1650 Broadway and met Donny Kirshner and sold her song to him.
Now, is she a New Yorker?
Yeah, kind of wondering. Okay. She's from Brooklyn.
All right.
We got a little Brooklyn accent in the show.
So, in other words, she just had to go uptown a little bit. It wasn't like, you know, she got on a train. But still, I mean, to have the chutzpah to be 16 and be like, I've got these songs. And and then to be able to have the door be opened by somebody who mentored you and believed in you.
Yeah, and he did. He was a very good producer.
So there'll be an actor in this role, too, so we kind of see the life.
Yeah, you see the life as it started and how as it progresses through the 60s and just at the very tail end. You see a shift in the music, too, which is really interesting. You see a lot of this Motown connection, and then as her music starts to come in and Barry Mann, et cetera, and Cynthia Wild, you start to see it kind of shift over into that hippie, you know, that really fun, you know.
Tapestry.
Yeah.
Now, what was, do we see this in the play at all about James Taylor? Is he at all involved?
No. She didn't really form her friendship with James Taylor until early to mid-70s. And they started performing together.
And Carly Simon, weren't they all singing on each other's albums?
Yeah, they were all just in this. And that's when she moved to L.A., she moved to L.A. and started working with a producer out there, RCA Records.
But that's not in the play.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's a tail end with Act Two. It shows her meeting Lou Adler.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's recording one of her songs. And Lou was also instrumental in creating Tapestry with her.
Wow.
He was very good at supporting her. Because it was a big risk for her. She bought a house in Laurel Canyon with her two girls and, set up shop. And then she met the next level of wonderful, which was James Taylor
album.
And Carly Simon.
When we think about albums, I mean, Tapestry, I mean, for me at that era, and then I think about, you know, like for me, it was also Barbra Streisand and the Carpenters.
Yeah.
I love, you know.
You and I, so simpatico.
And I love the harmonies and mm-hmm. the songs, and I still, one of my favorite Christmas albums of all time is the Carpenters Christmas
yes.
album.
Karen Carpenter taught me how to sing.
Yeah, and then at that time, Barbra Streisand was kind of going from into, she did, remember Stony End?
Yes.
Okay, so Stony End would have been what also, that's the other one that I would play.
Yes.
In a little 45.
Yes.
Not the album, because I think it was just a single.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then she came out with a Broadway album. And
yeah, right, yeah, right. Okay, well, of course.
I know, you and I could talk for years about all these iconic women.
Who inspired you?
I know, and you know, it's Women's Month, so opening up the show about Carole King is just near and dear to the women's movement.
Fantastic. Well, next week, let's see, next week, where are we going to go? Like on the 11th,
uh-huh.
I am hosting every day. Carl's off.
Oh.
And so the feeler is to have a woman co-host every day of the week.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Right
so
on.
I'm putting that together now.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we've got our regular guests that come on.
Yeah.
But to have somebody with me that would be, and
cool.
maybe I can inspire you to be my co-host one day next week.
That would
In
be
the morning,
fun.
You know, it's early. We got to be here at 7 a.m.
Oh, Jesus.
And we go on the
not
air.
Enough coffee in the world. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Carl had me here at 7 one day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you do what you got to do in order
just
to promote.
Hope I'm coherent.
So let's go into, speaking of promotion, when you have with you, one night on our Thursday night show, I don't know, was it maybe 6 months ago, you brought in the Theater Coalition, which I think is brilliant because that is bringing all leaders of different companies.
Yeah, theater organizations in our community. We have several. We have 9 organizations in the coalition, and that includes the Civic and Fashion Alliance because they're doing costuming, and Viva Downtown because they're involved with the cultural district, et cetera. And then let me see if I can name them off. We have Cascade. We have Riverfront. We have RPAC, which is the Reading Performing Arts. It's a educational theater. We have The Arts, which is down in Anderson. They have a beautiful little theater off of Hirsch Court. It's really cute. And then we have New Stages, which is one of our upstarts. They are a nomad theater. They've performed at IOF and Anderson High School. And so they just kind of plop in where they can find a location and a venue. And we have Axiom, and who am I forgetting?
No, Lizzie.
Oh, new, okay, I got to tell you about this group real
okay.
quick. There is a cute community theater in Shingletown.
Oh!
Called Stage 44. And
oh.
they are wonderful. They specialize in senior citizens productions and children's productions. And they do 2 or 3 a year up at the school up there. And they are just the sweetest people in the world. They just come down with such vitality and interest and just passion for it. So
cool.
Yeah. So we've brought these people together. We've been going for 2.5 years. We meet once a month, the first Tuesday of the month. And
where do you meet?
We meet in the various locations that the theaters
Good.
Are. So we, you know.
That's
we,
nice. So
yeah.
everybody can kind of get a feel like,
yeah.
oh, this is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, look what we've added this to the snack bar. Oh,
yeah.
Look, you know, here's a new addition or we need.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And we cross-pollinate our props and our costumes and our set pieces and our advertising, and we don't charge each other for it. You know, we just lift each other up, and we help promote shows. The Arts Council oversees it, and we put it up on our website. We also – you can go to our website and push the Theater Coalition button and find out every location and all the members.
And whose website?
Shasta County Arts Council.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
ShastaCountyArtsCouncil.org.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So usually
and,
when it
yeah.
comes to, yeah.
And we also have a dance coalition now that started up and a media coalition that is cruising. And the media coalition has filmmakers, documentary makers, commercial, anything film and TV, AV oriented, Tyler Ferries of Ferries, Productions. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. He's the facilitator of that. He's also on the board at the Arts Council. And he's had about a year every month they meet, and they have a good time talking about how to make film in our community.
That's beautiful. Yeah. But I wasn't aware of the fact that you have a – is this through Axiom or is this through the Shasta County Arts where you have – musicians, if you're looking for somebody who could play a
Shasta
wedding.
Shasta County Arts. So I oversee all of the, you know, the connection and the support and incubation of new, it's like a new star, you know, creation, you know. We sit and help them become organizations by sponsoring them fiscally to start with. Axiom was actually started that way. Deborah Lucero took us on as a partner, and she incubated us up in the second story of the Arts Council. We started a Rocky Horror Show there. It was nuts and cool, and it helped us facilitate growth. We're doing that right now for the Reading City Ballet. They're there till June, until they can get them their new home. And, yeah, that's our job to
To grow the arts.
Yeah, to grow the arts.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Arts and culture all the time. Yeah.
Oh, well, I just learned a bunch.
Yeah.
I learned about some different community art, like the Shingletown 44.
I know.
You know,
they're adorable.
That's cute. And
yeah.
Some of the other ones that you were discussing. But
yeah.
The fact that you're a main hub.
We are. We're the hub for it. We're the, I don't want to say clearinghouse. I don't know if that's the right terminology. But, you know, people contact us and let us know that they have something going on, and we immediately put it on our website. We also have a twice monthly email newsletter. Sorry, that was hard to say. Yeah, and it goes out. And
how do you get involved with that?
You can subscribe by going to our website, ShastaCountyArtsCouncil.org.
Right.
And it's just... it's become such a passion for all of us. The staff is just hardworking. Daniel Hill now does podcasting of his own, and we have KKRN. They're one of our little community radio stations.
Are they up there with
you?
Yeah,
they they have a little studio now up there, and Daniel goes on and does Arts in the City about once a week, and he interviews artists, visual and performing artists on his little radio station.
That's great.
Or his radio program, and just having a great time. And then we promote. That's what we do. Get the word out about the arts in Shasta. The arts in Shasta County are alive. There is so much going on in the community.
And
I
so
love it.
We so much appreciate you being on with us. That is the executive director, Nancy Hill, but also head of the Shasta County Arts Council. You're over there in Old City Hall. You can go see the art that's displayed right now, and there's going to be another showing up there. And if you want to look at the room or rent the room upstairs, which is beautiful. I've done a show there before. It's fantastic. They're moving forward. And then also Axiom Theater, tomorrow night is the launch of a wonderful musical about Carole King's life called Beautiful.
Yes.
And you will be doing a 3-week run?
Yes. We open the 8th and we close on the 24th, which is a Sunday matinee. There's wonderful opportunities for those who like to come to matinees or the evening shows, and start at 7:30 and at 2. And you can get tickets at Axrep Theater, AXREPTHEATRE.com.
Yeah.
And you're coming. I'm gonna
definitely. I look forward to seeing Lizzie. But I want to support the theater. And I know that I have friends that say, oh, you know, what about this and what about that? Like, meaning they don't know what's going on. So
yeah.
I want to get online and get on that newsletter.
I know.
Because the newsletter, then I can then forward to people.
Yeah, if you go to the website, there's a little section that says subscribe to our e-blast or our newsletter. And you can just put your email in, or if you come in and let us know if you're just coming to see the gallery and you want to get on the newsletter.
And we've got 5 mics here, so what we need to do is get the Theater Coalition to come on. And then we can take that show, you can pop that on. I mean, we're not competing against KKRN.
Not at all.
We're going to kick our content, and we're going to be able to what we want to do is promote the arts in Shasta County.
Absolutely. We'll have to link up. We'll have to cross-link, which is really cool on our websites.
Right.
And the coalition, that's what we do as well. You can even go on the Arts Council website and go down to the coalition button and hit it, and you can find the Theater Coalition, and it links to every theater in our community. And you can press that button and see what's going on at each theater.
What's happening, and we only just have a few minutes left, like the Dip. Is that even open anymore?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My gosh, they're so busy. They, like Soul Punch just played there, Cleveland and that group. And they were there Friday night and just ripping it up and having a great time. So the Dip is alive and well. They have music going.